You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. Okay, so you're so funny. I get the dates all messed up in my head. I thought last Sunday was the 8th of July, but, you know, go figure. So today, Sunday, July 16th, we are live here for you to answer your specific question. Okay, so for those of you that are on hold right now and your number is showing up on my board as all ones, so that means you've blocked your number. If you actually want me to get you your call today, you need to unblock your call by dialing star 8 2, and then you'll be in the queue for me to pick you up to ask me a question. So the way it works is that when I get on the air with you, there is one specific question. This is not me doing a full reading for you. That's why people actually schedule sessions with me. But this is to answer a specific question, something you might be stuck on. And if something else comes up, I will throw it in there just because it's what I do. But it's a specific question. So, you know, you might want to ask about what's going on with a specific person, or you might want to ask about your career, or you might want to ask about anything. Just ask about anything. But remember, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a doctor. I'm not, you know, a psychologist. I'm going to give you my psychic impression of what I'm getting with your issue. So I'm going to go right to the calls. I've got somebody here from the 229 area code. Hello, 229. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Tamara.
Hi, Tamara. What's your question?
Do you see anybody new coming into my life?
All right, let's see. Well, the very first thing I want to suggest is the new person is going to be nothing like anybody else. So I keep picking up with you an issue from a guy that just wasn't there for you or wasn't the right guy for you. So that could be a guy that you currently are playing footsies with and going back and forth with right now. But what I'm getting is that there needs to be a deep letting go of him and a convincing in your mind that this is the guy that's still taking up space there is not the one. Because,
right.
Because here's the thing, I don't see you kind of going from this sort of halfway relationship to a brand new full-on it's all going in a great direction relationship. What I see happening is that you make a commitment that you're going to actually break up with this person and then you're not going to date anybody for 3 months at all. You're not even going to look.
Right.
Now, of course, the advantage of that is not even looking is that guys will start looking at you. Seriously, it's just a weird thing that happens. As soon as you make up your mind, like, you know what, just not paying attention to any of you dudes, they start paying attention to you. And in a way, I want you to see that that's a little bit of the energy I want you to adopt, that only the dudes that seem to want to be paying attention to you are the ones that I want you to pay attention to. But if I could give you a prescription for love specifically for you, totally dump the guy that's not on board. Dump him. Be done with it. Do
right.
not wait for him to do closure. You do it. All right? And
right.
you say,
right.
look, you don't even have to draw a line in the sand. You don't have to say, hey, I called Mona on the radio and my psychic tells me I need to, you know, break up with you. No, that's not what you do. You just stop. See, and I want you to treat him like he's a bad habit. You're dropping a bad habit. And the way to drop the bad habit is do not expose yourself to the temptation of it.
Right.
So to answer your question, I do see somebody new before the end of the year, but after you take a 3-month I'm not dating nobody know how break.
Right.
Okay.
Got you.
All right, girl. Thanks for the call.
That was my plan.
See you later.
That was my exact plan. I said 3 months. That was my exact actually. So you're right.
I really
you,
love
you're right.
You
guys. I agree with you.
I love you guys when you validate me, you know, because, you know, I have to tell you, I'm not always right. I'm going to be the first person to tell you I'm not always right. And what I'm picking up is what I'm supposed to tell you, but it's what you do with it that makes all the power. I mean, I don't even advertise out there that I predict the future because I don't. I predict your potential, which
right.
is a whole different
well,
animal.
Not. Right, exactly.
Well, okay, but see, here's
but you're
the thing.
Fine.
You're so
yeah.
funny. But thank you for the validation. I appreciate that. All right, gal pal.
Oh, no problem.
Talk to you next time.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right,
bye.
God bless. Bye.
Same to you. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 845 area code. Hello, 845. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Lucy. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Lucy. I'm good. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I listen to your program, but then I don't.
You do?
Don't,
oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, what's your question?
Yeah. Okay, my question is about career, the job,
okay.
What you see. What's the prediction about that, please? Thank you.
So here's the thing. One of the things that I think, well, there's a new job here, which I love. By the way, I think people that are bilingual do not celebrate the fact that they're bilingual. You know, so many people think that, because I don't speak more than one language, and I'm always in awe of people that can speak many languages. I have a very dear friend of mine that, you know, he's got a bachelor's degree in business, and, you know, he's like this great guy, but he speaks 7 languages. And he just has a talent for it. So the people that can speak more than one language, I go up in my esteem in a big way. So saying that to you, Lucy, whatever job that you go for, I want you to actually put in your header line on your resume something along the lines of a bilingual professional, blah, 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 and then fill in the rest of it. Because it's going to be your bilingual skills that people will tap into and the fact that you're good at what you do. So just wanted to throw that at you. The other thing I want to see is there is a card that talks about a new job by the end of August. So are you already in the process of changing jobs?
No, I'm looking at the careers that they have in the place that I had already. I had been
okay.
there for 17, 18 years, and I looked through see what they had open.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, God, I don't see anything. Oh, I didn't really spend too much time as soon as I start getting like manager this and that. I have master's degree in business, but I didn't really apply
okay.
for a big position. I like.
So,
yeah.
Here's what I'm getting with you, Lucy, is that the people that you work with think that you're happy where you are right now, and as long as you're quiet about what your work is now, as long as you don't actually make statements about, hey, I'd love to talk about my career and move forward, people are going to think that you're happy where you are, all right? So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go to Human Resources, schedule a meeting with Human Resources and say, you know, I'm really looking at growing with this company, and I've been here, you said 17 years?
Yes, but they don't have HR anymore. They have everything is online.
Okay, well, but don't
you
have someone?
We don't have HR. We don't have.
Yeah, but don't you have somebody, a person that handles human resources issues at your job?
No, it's outsourced. No, it's outsourced. Everything
is
outsourced.
Oh, they outsourced it? Okay.
Yeah, everything.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
If you have any issue, you want to speak to somebody, they will make an appointment and they bring somebody from the AYC place. They don't really have the HR.
Okay.
Everything is
so
outsourced.
Then what I would do is go to your immediate supervisor and ask, what do I need to do to get a new opportunity, take on more responsibility, get into more of a managerial or leadership role. Because what I'm getting here is that the reason why it hasn't just been offered to you is because people don't think or know that you want it. That's the only reason you haven't gotten it, because your cards are talking about you taking initiative, and that when you take initiative about wanting a better job, it even at your current company, what it's saying is that then they look at you and go, oh, how come we haven't promoted Lucy? Lucy's awesome. Because that's what I'm getting, is that you take initiative with somebody at your job and say that you want to have a promotion or you want to take on more responsibility, and they say, okay, cool. Now, I do see a job change, and I'm not sure if that job change is within your company or if it's another company. But there's a job change here, girl. And it may be that you're a little... Well, I just want you to start applying. It's saying that when you take initiative, that's when it all starts to happen. You can't wait for the UPS guy to deliver it to your front door. You got to take initiative.
Yeah, he didn't deliver my husband yet.
Right. You're so funny. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much. I love you.
You're so sweet. I love you too, baby. See ya. Bye. All right, I got somebody here from the 910 area code. Hello, 910. Who's this?
Hi, my name is John.
Hi, John. What's your question?
My question is about career and finances.
All right, which one do you want me to address?
Career.
Okay, so when you signed up for this lifetime, you really wanted to be a big swinging success. You really wanted that. I mean, it's like you came in going, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to own a business. I want to be independent. I want to make a lot of money. That's, you came in this lifetime, and that's what you decided to do. So you're very good at whatever it is you do, because the cards coming up here is the fact no one's given you anything. You've worked your ass off for where you are. So it's not like you're waiting for it to float to you on a silver platter, all right? So, you know, unlike some of the kids today that think they're entitled and that they, you know, that they should be wealthy and drive a Porsche just because they exist, you actually are willing to work for what you have. What's interesting is you're in a place right now where it feels like the best of your energy is being sucked from you and that you're not getting rewarded for it. So are you currently working a job now?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it says this last year's really sucked for you.
Yeah, sure has.
Okay. So here's the card I see is, and it may be something that when I suggest this particular thing, you might be a little resistant to it initially, but I want you to think about something like this. Because your card's talking about a brand new beginning where all of your skills up until now will do nothing but benefit you. And have you ever thought about real estate? The reason I say that to you is because there are very few careers out there that with a very small amount of upstart money and a very small amount of direction and training, you could be a multimillionaire within a few years. I mean, it's one of the few careers that you can do that. And when you go in the vibration, John, that the people that are meant to find you will find you. When you decide that your mojo is what's going to attract business to you, that's exactly what happens. Now, it may not be real estate, but what I'm getting is that you're never going to be happy. Of course, I never say never. It's unlikely that you're going to be truly happy unless you run your own something.
No, I'm 45 now. No.
Well, 45 is a good age. 45 is a really perfect age for a guy.
Mm.
Now,
okay.
And I want to tell you why. 45 in numerology adds up to a 9, which is a completion cycle. So you have gone through 5 cycles of 9 in your lifetime, okay? So this what's going on right now, the reason why it doesn't feel so satisfying now is because you're supposed to have whatever your new beginning is. And it's okay if it's in the same career you have right now. I just want you to take on the expert role of it. And I want you to look for the thing that sets you aside from everybody else and what you do particularly well. And when you go into that vibe, everybody else will agree with you. Which is an interesting thing for me to say, that when you believe something about yourself, usually the people believe it about you too. So what it's saying here is that there is a new beginning on the horizon, and I'm seeing August is the month for you to get out of being complacent and getting out of a job that just seems to be sucking the life out of you, seriously, and going into something where everything up until now adds up to what you do really well, you see? So what line of work have you been in?
I'm a musician and
okay.
a medium.
Okay. Because I have this bright idea for you, just right off the door. Hold on, let me get a sip of coffee. Have you thought about doing commercials for specific companies with your music and sending them to companies? So, for example, let's say as a musician, you do a great rendition of Mac the Knife. Let's just say that's the thing you do. And you send it to a company that sells razor blades. And you say, I am totally open to you using my music for your commercial. Just give me credit for it. Or you make up your own YouTube commercial using that and send it to them on video, and then you start your own YouTube channel for products that you like, and it would be funny for you to do it that way. But all I'm telling you here is that the initiative
three years of stabbing at the dark like that and zero response. In fact, I've put out 5 albums and not one person's even downloaded them for free. So that's
well,
not working.
Here's the thing with the free. Here's the thing with the free is that people will download things that delight them, inspire them, or make them laugh. All right? So that's part of the reason why I got the whole Mac the Knife thing with you, you know, but and the razor blades, because I see you doing a commercial with a couple friends of yours, video on your phone, and your music, and you send it to, I don't know, Gillette or Schick or whoever it is, or Barbasol,
yeah.
Shaving cream.
I don't have any friends, so that's not... I'm
a liar.
A hermit.
Okay. So
yeah,
you reach out to a high school. You reach out to some high school kids or some college kids that are in film school. College kids in film school, and say, "Look, I'll give you credit for it." And they'll film something for you for an hour. You give them credit for it, and you do it. Because here's the thing: you got all the stuff going for you here. What it's saying is that you just got to put yourself in the right path. Now, here's the other thing: as a medium. You could, and if you did go back to the whole, let's go back to the real estate idea. If you decided to be the person that sets the energy in someone's home the right way, that could also be a career path for you. I'm just saying. But you need way more time than 5 minutes on the radio with me. All right, my friend. I don't know what happened, but you were there and now you're not. So... all right. Thanks for the call. See you later. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 940. Hello, 940. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tammy. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, hi, Tammy. What's your question?
I'm just two things. I am just flying out to L.A. tomorrow and was just curious about, you know, if you see this as a fruitful opportunity and partnership.
So, okay. You have some interesting cards. Here you are, this amazing talent. Here you are, this absolutely wonderful person, all right? And you have a gift that is totally unique to you. That's what I'm getting in your cards. Here's the thing I'm a little worried about, because are you meeting with a man when you go to L.A.?
There may be one in the group, but the initial person is a woman.
Okay, that makes me feel better, because what I'm getting is there's a man here. He's reversed, which means he's incredibly quirky about how things need to happen with him. There's the right way, the wrong way, and his way of doing things. The thing is he's looking at you as though you're going to take burdens off him in some way. And he's a guy that requires a total all-in, think of the movie Devil Wears Prada, energy, okay?
Right.
And here's you going, well, I just want the opportunity for my gift to shine. And the thing I'm a little worried about is you're looking at this as an opportunity for you to have the gift shine, and he's looking at you as the person that's going to take away burdens from him. So tell me your fabulous gift.
Storytelling and filmmaking.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that I'm looking at this one guy, because you are amazing at what you do, and it almost feels like someone reminded me of the phrase "casting pearls before swine" last week, and I'm just afraid of you giving so much of yourself and not getting the reward back.
Okay.
That's the thing I'm afraid of. So for you, having that sort of ammo or heads up before you go into this meeting, it means that anything that you can put into writing that protects yourself and your ideas along the way, you need to do it. So if there's this story that you want to have done, like you have this story, it may be that you do the plan B story, not the plan A story first.
Okay.
Because you have more than one story. So I'm not sure that I would put the Hope Diamond out first. I would put out the dazzling ruby first.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
I am. Yes, and this kind of energy, you know, kind of feels around the project I'm working on here in Texas, and I feel like it is pearls before swine. I really do. And, but my attorney is negotiating that contract this week. Do you think that's going to be a positive outcome?
Okay, that is so cool that you have an attorney that's helping you, because
yeah.
I was going to say, you do not give an answer right then at the meeting. Wait until
okay.
you look it all over. So I already feel 100% better that you have an attorney
okay.
at your back that is negotiating the contract for you. But, yeah, what I'm getting here is that you keep waiting for your own sort of mastery to present itself. And what you got to realize is in the industry that you're looking to make a name in, there's a lot of egos that also
right.
want to make sure their name is in the spotlights.
Right.
So,
I tend to dance around.
Yeah, no shit. I'm serious. Sorry, dirty brown word. I'm sitting here looking at this going, there's a guy, and I don't know if it's the guy that you're dealing with now in Texas or if this is the guy that you're going to meet in L.A., but usually what happens up in my cards is the most important thing I need to tell you. So, but
right.
there's a guy here that is, he's, as long as you're serving him and making him look good, hey, you're the best thing that's ever happened. But boy, if you
right.
need a little bit of a pat on the head, and you actually make a comment that you need a little pat on the head, that's when this guy is going to turn on you like a dime.
Okay, I get it.
Like a spinning dime. Okay, all right. But when you do this, I'm very happy to hear that the initial negotiation that you're going to visit with in L.A. is a woman. That makes me
yes.
very happy.
Yes, an amazing woman, and to tell her story.
Okay, that I think would be freaking awesome.
Yeah,
The thing is that, you know, there are so many okay, and ask her the question when you meet with her, this question. What movie
okay.
star do you think could play you about your story?
Okay.
Because I want to tell you, I have run across people that have amazing stories, and some of them say, well, I would be the actress in it. And you're like, no, you wouldn't.
Right. Right.
Because you can't do you. You've got to get somebody to do you for you, or it's
right.
or it it gets muddied up in a big whining festival.
Right.
And I don't mean wine with cheese and grapes.
I always like to do a cameo though, somewhere in the background with the
oh well
original
that part I think
oh,
yeah,
yeah
that part I totally agree with, like if she's serving coffee and at the breakfast counter and you know. That's
right.
that's her little shtick in the movie, and so she gets to, yeah, that part I totally agree with. It's like I don't think you're old enough for this, but back in the day, I used to get home every day to watch Dark Shadows. Seriously, it used to be a TV series, and I think it's on Netflix, and it's so cheesy now to look at it. But back when I was in, you know, younger, and I run home to watch Dark Shadows. Well, the guy that played Barnabas Collins, I can't think of his name right now. But he played a cameo in the Dark Shadows movie that was remade with Johnny Depp.
Oh, great.
And he
great.
Passed away 2 months before the film came out.
Aw.
I know, right?
Wow.
Anyway,
right.
I think it was Benjamin somebody. Well, I can't remember the name. Anyway, you, I think that you're going to do fabulously well. I just want you to keep a heads up out for the guy. And it could be the
okay.
guy you're working with now.
Is it the guy in Texas?
It could be him. Would you say that describes him?
Not at all. Not at
then
all.
Then it's not him.
Okay.
Yeah, if this is a guy he's all figurehead and no substance.
Okay.
That's the guy
I just
that
have
you're...
An
I'm sorry, I didn't
hear that.
I
haven't asked for a pat on the back from anybody, so...
Okay. Well, all I'm just saying is that during these negotiations, there's going to be one guy that is going to come to you as though he's all ego, And he's basically going to dump crap on you. And that's the guy I want you to avoid.
Okay.
All right? Just watch out for the guy that's all ego that's trying to take credit for your work.
Okay. I will.
All right, girl. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 253 area code. Hello, 253. Who's this?
Hi, this is Holly.
Hi, Holly. What's your question?
Does my mom know that my ex-husband's a narcissist? He's been living with her for 2.5 years.
Well, that's a weird situation.
Yes, it's been,
Okay, here's the thing. Your ex-husband is not somebody that I would call proactive. I would actually call your ex-husband a shortcutter. And, yeah, narcissist kind of sums him right up. But you know what?
Yeah.
I don't think your mom cares. Here's where he's serving her. I'm just going to tell you. Did you ever see the movie Sunset Boulevard?
No.
Your mom is like Norma Desmond. Okay, I'm giving you that homework assignment. Do you have Netflix?
No, I have Hulu.
Okay.
But I can look it up.
Okay, it's an old movie. It was an Academy Award winner, but it's called Sunset Boulevard. It's a classic black and white movie, all right? I want to tell you, your husband reminds me of what's going on between you and your mom, or with him and his mom, all right? So here's the thing. She knows that he's not perfect, but she's not alone and not lonesome because he's living with her. That's all it boils down to, that she does not feel lonesome when he's around. And,
so
you know, and yeah. Yeah, he's probably... Yeah, he's sponging off her, and I'm too. Okay, here's the thing. All I want you to say to your mom is, "Mom, I just want you to be happy."
We haven't spoken 6 years.
Well, here's the thing. Next time her birthday comes around, send her a birthday card, because here's the thing is that whatever's going on between your ex-husband and your mom is totally a great screenplay. Seriously, it would be a great screenplay. And I'd love to see you write about it. I mean, it's almost like I wish I could hook you up with the gal that called before you, because this would make a great screenplay, because it is a lot like
your story. Yeah, because it's so unbelievable.
Okay, you got to watch the movie Sunset Boulevard. You're going to just go, oh, my God. But here's the thing. Your ex-husband is hanging out with her because he's getting a free ride.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's a little in love with him.
Ew.
I know. That's why I want you to watch Sunset Boulevard.
So disgusting. What a backstabbing mother. I mean, what mother does
to
their child?
But see, here's the thing is that she's treating all of her offspring as though they're all ungrateful to her. And he's buying into it. He's buying into it. The thing is that she would rather have him there with his warts and his ego and his narcissism. She'd rather have him there than be alone. And he pretty much does anything she tells him. So he's sort of like a gigolo with probably no sex.
Yeah.
Right? And I know
he
knows. A little creepy because, you know, he's so much younger. But the thing is that he may have a mom complex that he's working out too. You know, think about it. There's some weird dynamics going on here. But watch the movie Sunset Boulevard. Make that your Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon quest. Seriously, you're going to go, ew.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder she wanted me to watch
it.
But it's well done, which is why it, you know. And the only thing you and your siblings can do is just start treating your mother as though the relationship still has hope. With you and your mom.
My sister wrote her off 20 years ago. Well,
me, I'm
okay.
working on 10.
Okay, well, here's the thing, is that sending a Christmas card or birthday cards, no skin off your nose. Thinking of you on your birthday, you don't even have to say, you know, you don't even have to say love, Holly. You could just say, thinking of you on your birthday, hope you're well.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. I mean, because it's a good mojo to put out there, right? You don't even have to send a card. Just send her a little prayer on her birthday. Just say, you know, stand in the middle of your room, fill your heart with love, and say, Mom, happy birthday.
Okay.
Seriously, we just you keep sending the energy, because whatever's going on with her and your ex-husband, and
yes, it's so freaking gross. Yeah.
Whatever's going on there, he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to he doesn't have to do anything except be her companion. And it may suit them both.
Couldn't
you
find somebody else? You know, why?
Oh, hell no. No. Because, you know, your narcissistic, wacky, shallow ex-husband is thinking that there's some long-term benefit coming for him.
Yeah. If she dies, she's leaving everything to his daughter.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
So if he has to kiss a few frogs along the way to get there, he's gonna do it, because he's got no sense of, you know, self respect.
He has no soul. He has nothing.
Yeah, there's a real shallowness here. See, to him, you know, he's kind of riding the gravy train. There's not a need that isn't filled for him right now. Now, I'll tell you what would really screw it up. I'm just saying, is if he met somebody that he actually fell in love with.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how's this new girl going to be? You live with your ex-wife's mother? I mean, weird.
I'm just saying that the thing that would screw it up is if he actually met somebody that he actually fell in love with. Because there's no love here. There's no love here. Your mom sort of loves him. But he's just looking at this as a job, you know, because all his needs are being taken care of.
Yeah.
It's icky. It's a great story, though. It'd be a great story. Seriously. Did you ever see them, and this is sort of a switch, but it's a fun movie to watch. Did you ever see the movie with Steve Martin and Lily Tomlin, All of Me?
Maybe back in the day, but I don't remember it.
Okay, it's a comedy, and it's about this eccentric old woman that's been ill most of her life, and she finds this way with this shaman to transfer her spirit into a younger woman so that after she dies, she gets to be this younger woman in this new body. And it's a comedy. It's got Steve Martin in it, so, you know, and Lily Tomlin. But there's something about that sort of resonates to what's going on with your mom, too.
Okay.
Just saying. Watch those two movies,
yeah.
Sunset Boulevard and then All of Me, because Sunset Boulevard is very well done. It's a little heavy, but it's very well done. All right, you. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
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 All right. Got somebody here from the 916 area code. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Nancy.
Oh, hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm good. My question is, I have an opportunity for two trips to take, one in October and one in November, and they're both to Arizona, different parts of Arizona, and they're to aid my healing experience. And do you see that any of them would be beneficial?
It's funny, because when you said October or November, my immediate response was November. That the November one might be better than the October one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, because the whole purpose of this experience with you is to realize that nobody in the world is like you. That you may be connected to all things, because we are connected to all things.
Right.
But there's nobody in the world like you. And that's the whole, I mean, you don't even have to go to the seminar now that I told you that, but that's okay. I want you to relax into the idea that it is your unique presence that makes a difference in this lifetime. And I actually think that the whole purpose of this healing you're going to is to let you know that the universe is always working for you, whether you realize it or not.
Mm. Yeah,
and because you've been kind of a no, I can do it myself girl most of your life, it's very difficult for you to just tap into the idea that you can relax into your potential.
True.
And I'm looking at your life right now, and I'm going, wow, in a lot of ways, you don't really need somebody else to tell you. You just need to give yourself permission to do what you want. But that's just my, 3 minutes on the radio with you. I'm seeing here that you get validation and you get shown how powerful you are, which that's okay with me too.
Yes. Through dreams and through, experiences I've had.
Well, and here's the thing with your dreams. It's really weird because I've had a lot of people tell me that their dreams have become poking, more memorable, more...
lucid?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily lucid, but memorable, I think, is the word. It's the only word that I can come up with right at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not... It's usually people that are way more spiritually aware that their dreams are starting to really show them something. And that's what I'm getting with you. But I actually think that your whole goal in the next few months, even before this retreat that you're going to do, is to get to the point where you tap into the spirits that are surrounding you and that you call on them for guidance even in your waking hours. Because I get three spirits around you right now that are guiding you toward this next sort of adventure in your life, and it has to do with what's trying to come through in your dreaming state.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, that gave me a lot of clarity. Thank you.
So cute. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay,
bye. Okay, bye. All right, I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 510. Hello, 510. Who's this?
Yes, hi. This is Camille, and I'm in California.
Hi, Camille.
Hi.
What's your question?
So unfortunately, my daughter and I, our home was foreclosed, and we were evicted in Northern California.
Oh,
and
crap.
My concern is, will we, with the settlement that is coming, will I be able to buy us a home in that same city in Northern California, or will I move to Las Vegas?
So there's, it's saying that the more creative your solution, the better for you, all right? And what it's also saying is that coincidence is going to be your best friend. So here's the thing. I have a question for you. Is there somebody out there, Camille, that owes you, whether it's money, a favor? Was there somebody that you helped, say, 5 or 10 years ago, get back on their feet in some way? Is there somebody you really helped? Because I'm getting that real strongly for you.
Not that I can think of offhand.
Okay. So here's what I'm getting is I'm getting an offer for you that allows you to take away this sort of frustration and lack of community. There's an invitation coming for you, and it happens through a series of strange coincidences. So it's saying you've got two amazing cards here, and there's something about the next 3 weeks that's going to be connect with the number three, next 3 weeks, next 3 months.
Okay.
Something about the next 3 weeks that's going to be important to you. I want you to pay attention to anything that could benefit you in some way, because I think the universe, I think the angels are trying to guide you to whatever the next thing is. I'm not sure that you're supposed to move to Las Vegas, although it wouldn't,
okay,
it wouldn't be a bad thing down the road. I actually think that there is some sort of living space or opportunity that you can take on where you are now that may be a little less expensive, but exactly what you need for now. So I'll give you an example of what I mean by a favor. There might be somebody that's about to travel for 6 months to Europe and doesn't want to leave their house unattended, and you end up being the person that stays in their house for free or for very little, like $100 a month to cover, whatever. But in other words, you might get paid to do that, but it may be that you decide to reside in someone's house that's it's going to be vacant for a while. So you actually look up, you know, house sitters, maybe, all right?
Okay.
But I'm not getting an actual residence until next year.
Really?
So you may rent something or you may be in something temporarily, and the minimum amount that I see you in a temporary something is 3 months. But it may be something you take on longer than that.
Interesting.
But what I'm getting is an offer that comes coincidentally to you that ends up being the perfect solution for you for now.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, girl. Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
See ya. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
They smoke with detector. That's too bad. All right. Got somebody here from the 416 area code. Hello, 416. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jane. How are you doing?
Hi, Jane. What's your question?
I want to know if Neil at work is acting out of spite towards me. I've overheard him talk to other people about me. And I've never done anything to him. I just don't speak to him because of some of the things that he says. Like, he's really blind, and he's also a bit arrogant, this guy.
Yeah, he's wondering why you don't think he's all that in a bag of chips. It's like, he's like, well, why doesn't she think that I'm fabulous? Well, here's the thing, is you've hurt his feelings, so he's acting out, which I want you to look at as a gift, not as though you're a bad person, because we know you're not a bad person, okay? Instead of you trying to confront him, because that's not going to work, I want you instead to talk about him in a favorable way that gets back to him.
Oh, I can't stand him, though. He seems to have the wrong impression of me somehow.
Okay, well, then what I'm getting here is a guy that craves people for him to like him. That's what I'm getting. Okay, mm-hmm. So if you cannot take his crap personally and occasionally say something that he actually does well, great. Otherwise, you're going to need to leave this job, which I think would actually be ideal, personally.
Yeah.
I think the universe is showing you you're not supposed to work there anymore. But in the meantime, until you find another job, you need to be the adult here, because he certainly isn't.
Yeah, he's really immature.
Well, of course he is. And the thing is that because you see right through his bull crap, that's a part of the reason why he's being such a dick behind your back. But that doesn't mean that you have to be the equivalent behind his back. Just you can just say, you know, so-and-so may have said some nasty things about me, and I don't know where that's coming from. But I just want to let you know for the record, I think so-and-so is great at blah, blah, blah. Now, whoever that person is going to scamper over to him and say, well, you know, Jane says you're great at such and such. It's going to baffle the shit out of him.
Yeah, but the person who's told him stuff about me, she's no longer there. she got fired and
and
somehow yeah.
All right. Well, then all you do is you stay under the radar as best you can and find yourself another job, because I really don't think this is the right job for you anyway. I think that I think that you can find another job within the next, it's saying fast, within the next 4 to 8 days you could find the next job and leave within the next 4 weeks.
Oh, really?
So what line of work are you in?
I work in the travel industry.
Okay, so are you a travel agent?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, lots of places would hire people with experience in travel.
Yeah, I am looking out for another job. Yeah,
okay, and I'd love it if you got hired with an airline to do reservations.
I wanted to get a job for Hawaii. I was looking for an airline job a long time ago when I started in the industry, but I don't think it's possible now. It's because of the commute to get to the airport and all that. It's a long commute for me.
Maybe you'd be able to work from home if they gave you the computer.
Well, my company won't let me work from home. So
more. Wait. What if the new company that happens to be connected with travel, whether that's Expedia or an airline or whatever it is, what if they let you work from home and they just supply you with the computer?
Yeah, there are some jobs like that, but like my company won't allow me to work from home.
But maybe that's what you find next.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm nudging you toward. Because what I'm getting here is that you want to look at this guy. Okay, we get people in our lives, and if you look at every single person that makes an impression on us, whether that's a good impression or a bad impression, as though they are angels of change, this person that you work with is your angel of change.
Uh-huh.
So when you can look at it like that, that he really in the bigger picture is a blessing, not a remark on your character, if you just look at it, he's my angel of change. I don't want to work for someone like that or with somebody like that. So I'm supposed to find something else. And I think you'll find something very quickly. As a matter of fact, it wouldn't surprise me if when you start looking on the internet after we get off the phone that you find something. One more thing I want to tell you. It's really important that you find a hobby or something that's fun to do outside of your usual work-home routine.
Okay.
Because I think you're a little too much go to work, come home, go to work, come home, go to work, go to the grocery store, come home. I think you're a little too much of that kind of a person. And I'd like you to find a hobby or something that challenges you and maybe even puts a little bit of fear initially in you when you try it, like indoor rock climbing, public speaking, learning how to play bridge, things that are new but they keep your brain tuned. Those are the things that I'd really love to see you get involved in, and that may also be a way for your invitation to the next career opportunity. Because when people meet you, Jane, they like you.
Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
See you later.
Thanks, Mona. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.